From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A Richmond, Virginia accountant has been sentenced to 13 years in prison for tax fraud. 51-year-old Robert Foster helped his daughter receive an impressive refund from the IRS by claiming slavery reparations. The idea of payments to descendants of slaves has never come close to becoming law. But tax scams promoting the concept have cost the federal treasury tens of millions of dollars. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
2 years ago, the Internal Revenue Service cut 25-year-old Crystal Foster a tax refund check for $500,000. At the time, the IRS didn't realize that Foster's claim was a fraud. Her return stated that she'd overpaid capital gains taxes on a fund listed as Black Capital Investments. Later, they learned that fund was fictitious.
This is an old scam.
Lawyer Jay Atkinson is a tax fraud expert. He says what's new is the way the federal government has gone after offenders. He says the 13-year prison sentence for Robert Foster, Crystal Foster's dad and accountant, is steep.
For something like this, I frankly would expect to see 6 months in jail and, maybe a 2-year probation.
He says federal prosecutors are trying to make an example out of Foster's case. The crackdown comes as the IRS accounts for just how much money the federal treasury's lost to such fraudulent claims. Spokesman Terry Lemons estimates the government has paid out $30 million to taxpayers over the last several years.
We've seen a variety of different claims on this. I mean, we have seen them ranging from $40,000 up to $500,000.
Many of the taxpayers claiming slavery reparations have been led to believe by scam-promoting tax advisors that the deductions are legitimate. And lawyer Jay Atkinson says regardless of whether or not people knew they were committing fraud, they've been getting away with it.
The IRS audit rates are so embarrassingly low. They are less than 0.3%. And what happens is it allows scams like this not only to occur, but to basically perpetuate for a while before the IRS catches on and starts making changes to stop the abuse.
The IRS says it has been working to stop the abuse. When they realized the scam was growing a few years back, they started a public information campaign letting taxpayers know that slave reparation claims are illegal.
We got consumer alerts issued directly through church groups, through the Congressional Black Caucus, organizations representing older Americans, and other people targeted by these scams.
Lemon says the education effort has paid off.
We have seen a huge drop in the number of claims coming into the IRS. We had 80,000 slavery reparation scams come into us in 2000 and 2001, and last year that just dropped down to a few thousand.
But as long as those who perpetuate the tax fraud believe they're doing the right thing, ending the phenomenon entirely may be tough. Just before accountant Robert Foster's sentencing yesterday, he told the Associated Press that Black people deserve reparations because they were used as a resource to enrich this country. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.